There's a newspaper called which my father was part of. He was contacted by Scotland Yard about an article written in the early 1990s, which my father didn't give to them. That is the article. He hasn't been contacted since then. What do you think the next step might be? I don't know what the article contains is and what information is in that particular article. I would have to read the article in order to be able to give you proper advice, unless and until I actually read the article and I'm provided with more information about, you know, what Scotland Yard wanted to discuss with him. Who's been mentioned in the article? I can't really answer this question. My advice, I don't know if the brothers heard that or not, but the article was on jihad and the police officers wanted to have contact details of the person who had written that article. The answer is, I don't think the information should be provided to Scotland Yard, and if your father is picked up, then it's best that he exercises his right of silence, as I stated. The maximum thing that he's going to suffer is 7 days in custody. It's unlikely that he can be charged for that. If he exercises his right of silence, other people will not be arrested. And it's important for us to realise that although one individual may suffer as a result of remaining silent, there can be other individuals who can hopefully be saved from the same anguish. It's important for us to have this principle in mind, because people shouldn't just be looking at their own self-interest. I know the hardships are there, but you've got to look at the wider implications that it may have for other people who may be arrested. I've answered that question.